Father, Ms. Godot, Al Ram.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline Gatto. I'm a resident of the Village of Athens, and I'm also a member of the Athens Citizens Development Committee. And I have many concerns, but one of the major concerns that I have is with the road construction that will pass by the E.J. Arthur Elementary School, the school. The noise of jackhammers and heavy construction equipment will disrupt the learning environment at the school. It also poses a safety issue for the children because they wander the school grounds, they use the ball fields and the playground during after-school hours. And they're curious about noise and construction equipment, and I can tell you that firsthand because I work for the local hospital and I manage a mobile dental unit that comes to the school. And last year, while we were serving this particular school, I myself encountered a child out behind the building when they were not supposed to be. I'm just curious about the dental van, and so I'm just thinking that if there is a child that is so curious to wander out and had to be escorted back to his classroom. So therefore, with trucks, you know how children love trucks and heavy equipment and noise, that they'll be curious and drawn to that, and that what is a considerable safety issue. Also the tunnels or trenches that will be dug, and even if they're covered with metal, sometimes children can find their way into things like that, and it would be very dangerous for them and enticing. A construction project of this magnitude should not pass an elementary school. It's a huge safety issue, and the noise will not be conducive to a learning environment. Road construction poses many other safety issues for the town and village. I would like to refer to West Point Partners Supplemental Information Submission. It's file number 15, and it was dated August 22nd, 2013. There's an exhibit 7, and it's table 7-1, a summary of requested waivers, and that's where they list all the waivers that they're requesting. Many of these waivers, if approved, would put the health and safety of the residents at risk. In the section of the table labeled 7-4, which is for the town of Athens, that section, West Point Partners requests a waiver to Athens local law provision 180-24, which is environmental performance standards. The applicant states that although, here, this is a quote, although the applicant and their contractors will employ measures to mitigate noise and emissions, it is not possible to ensure that the construction activities can be carried out in a manner that will always be deemed to comply with the parameters set forth in the local ordinance. Some of the wording that the local in the local ordinance that West Point Partners perceives to be troublesome are atmospheric pollution, obnoxious, and likely to emit. So those to me speak of what we'll encounter once this project starts, if those words are troublesome to them. The statutory basis for this request to waive our rules, is a factor they listed as factors of cost and economics. That's their reason to waive it, factors of cost and economics. In fact, most of the requested waivers, excuse me, in the stated table list the statutory basis for the request as factors of cost and economics. The health and safety of the residents of Athens should be of higher importance than the cost and the economics of the project, and especially for a corporation such as West Point Partners, who stand to make considerable profit from this project. This project does not belong in a residential area. Children walk and ride bicycles to school in the Village of Athens, and elderly residents, as well as many other residents, use the sidewalks and the crosswalks of the village. Numerous pieces of heavy construction equipment necessary for a project of this magnitude, and that's what they state in their own application. It says for a project of this magnitude and numerous pieces of heavy equipment, along with the inevitable noise and pollution, will be a hazard and a nuisance for the residents of the town and the Village of Athens, and cost should not be a factor. why should the safety of our safety and our right to the quiet enjoyment of our properties during what could be 2 years of construction be compromised because West Point Partners needs to make more money than they would if they complied with our local laws? I also have objections to the converter station lands, which other people have mentioned, the agricultural and the open space. And it says in their application, they state that adverse impacts of granting the request to use our open space will be mitigated to the extent practicable. How can the impact of that converter station be mitigated at all? If approved, this will permanently disrupt the landscape of Athens and invite more industrial development along the 9W corridor. That land was zoned that way for the very purpose of keeping things like this from being built. And zoning laws created by residents that live in Athens should not be waived by state agencies.